And hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And you know what? I'm expecting that Jesus is going to come back soon. Now, he didn't come back yesterday, so hey, that's all right. We're looking for him to come back really soon, and it's going to be wonderful to see him and to see the one who has been from all eternity, and to see him face to face, and to see his welcome. Yes, his welcome, because he welcomes us, because we are saved through his blood, and he took responsibility for us, came and died on the cross for us, so he welcomes us. He loves us. He thinks we're great, and I know we're not that great. Well, he thinks we're great, and that's good enough for me. And this week we've been talking about the I wills of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've seen wonderful things he said he would do. And the next thing I want to draw to your attention is that he said in John 14 and verse 18, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, this is a wonderful, wonderful thought. That Jesus Christ, he went back to heaven, and there he's interceding for us, but he didn't leave us alone in this wilderness called the earth. Oh, yes, he's right there by the Father's throne, but he didn't leave us. He didn't leave us comfortless. In other words, he says, I will not leave you orphans. Folks, there's so many of us have an orphaned heart. You say, what do you mean? We're bedraggled. We don't know where we belong. We run around like orphans, not knowing that we've got a Father in heaven who loves us. He loves us so much that he came here in the person of his Son to die for us, to shed his own precious blood for us, and to rise again from the dead, conquering death and all our enemies. And he's come here by his Spirit, and he says, I'll not leave you comfortless. Do you know what it is to have the presence of God? Do you know what it is to have the Holy Spirit comforting you? And Jesus says, look, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. So, you know, he doesn't want you, as or me, as his child, to be running around thinking about how poor we are, how bad off we are, how weak we are. No, we need to set our affection on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You know, about Jesus, all power is given unto him on heaven and earth. That's your Savior. That's, as you could say, your elder brother. That's your Redeemer. All power given unto him. You don't need to feel like a second-rate citizen. Now, shake yourself and start to be acting like a child of God. And listen, if you're not a child of God, you could become one. You can, because he's not charging money to become a child of God. He's gone to the cross. Jesus has gone to the cross and died and taken responsibility for your sins. Now, believe on him and be saved. And if you'll come to him, confessing to him that you're a sinner, he will save you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.